It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
So Coach Sumlin's going to have to push back to 140 as he's still tied up in some coaches' meetings. But we'll have him at 140 instead. Right. So that will bring us right back to your Houston Texans.
Yeah.
First order of business, Kamari Lassiter did not practice today. It's the first time he didn't practice on a Friday. I feel like the Texans should be able to handle business without Kamari Lassiter against, you know,
the Colts
candy shell that is left of the Indianapolis Colts. And
you would think so.
I think they might as well give him the whole week off. It is looking like he is not going to play.
Doesn't sound like it. I mean, what do they got? So Phillip Rivers is not playing. You got Riley Leonard, right?
Yes.
At quarterback. His first ever career start. He's played, but he's never started an NFL game, so it's going to be interesting. I don't think anyone expects the Texans to lose this game.
Let me ask you, is the reason Riley Leonard is starting because the Colts did not want Phillip Rivers to potentially get murdered by the Texans defense?
That could be part of it, yes.
Because it almost feels unfair to have 44-year-old, you know, grandpa Phillip Rivers. It's amazing to me that he's a grandpa at 44 because I'm going to be 53, and I don't expect to be a grandpa for quite a while.
For a little while. Hey, you never know.
Please, baby Jesus. Let it be a while.
You're not ready yet, huh?
Nuh-uh.
Not yet. Not yet.
How about no?
Yeah. Give it a few years. A little buffer.
Like 10.
Quite a few.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was 31 when my son, my oldest, was born. Yeah. That would be 10 years as my son is 21.
Okay.
So if that would make me close to retirement age, which I feel like that's the age when you're supposed to be a grandparent, is when you're close to retirement age.
Hey, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of 40-something grandparents running around. Lots.
You know,
you'd be shocked.
When I first moved to Texas, I met a woman who was 40 years old and was a grandma.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm sorry, say that again. And she told me how that happens. She had a child before she finished high school.
Yeah.
And then that child also had a child before they finished high school. And I said, oh, so you never taught her anything. That was the last time we spoke.
Did she smack you?
I would think that would be the last time you spoke.
That was the end of that conversation and all conversations.
Oh my Lord.
Forever and ever.
Just couldn't help yourself.
It was one of those
things. Can he ever help himself?
It's a good point.
I didn't even plan or think that. It just kind of came out.
Like a random woman you met somewhere?
Being my usual smart ass self.
Wow.
And
yeah,
she gave me, you know, a look of disapproval.
Probably a death stare.
Maybe also.
Essentially.
And just kind of turned around and walked off.
probably gave you this look. Like this, like wide eye, like.
Did he really just say that?
Like one of those, like.
Did he say that to me? No, he didn't.
Like TF you say type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hell he say to me?
And then she walked away and I never spoke to her again.
And how does this relate to the Texans peaking at the right time?
I have no idea.
Thank you, Colin.
I don't think there's a good segue.
Maybe they're just smarter than I am. it had to do with it had to do with grandpas getting, you know,
Phillip Rivers
hit by people.
Phillip Rivers got us there.
Yes, Phillip Rivers. It's all Uncle Phil's fault.
It's all his fault.
Damn you, Phillip Rivers.
Well, Texans won't have to worry about that guy. Or
honestly, if they would have faced Phillip Rivers,
it wouldn't have mattered.
If Rivers faced the Texas defense, would that be?
It wouldn't.
Wouldn't it be elder abuse?
It could
if
be.
The Colts just threw him out there.
It could be considered that.
Yeah, let's be fair. The penalties for elder abuse are not nearly as strict as they need to be.
Probably
so
not.
Just beat his ass.
Probably not.
Just beat his ass. But originally we were going to talk about the fact that CJ Stroud said that he feels the Texans offense is peaking at the right time. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this better, what we've seen better not be the peak of the offense. Because if this is the peak, all of those people,
they're in trouble.
All of those people who are out there saying there ain't no damn way in hell the Texans should give CJ Stroud $50 or more million a year. If this is the peak, they're right. But I don't think they're right, and I don't think this is the peak. It might be the peak that they're allowed to reach this year, but I don't think it's the actual peak, because I think their head coach likes to keep the cards tight to the vest and not potentially have a game like the Rams had 2 weeks ago where Matthew Stafford just threw pick.
And no.
Next thing you know, they were too far behind to catch up. But the Texans defense also is the kind of defense that if he threw three picks inside his own 40, might only result in 6 points.
Yeah. And especially in this game coming up against a Colts team that's playing a rookie quarterback who's having his first NFL start, they would probably still win the game. I'd say they would still be in a good position, I would say, to win that game, even with those types of mistakes.
I need at least 2 picks.
From the Texans this week?
I want to see at least 2 picks.
Yeah. Tell me this. How long is CJ playing in this game? Whole game? Half game?
I think it's a matter of when the Texans have a 3-score lead.
Okay.
Like if the Texans have a 3-score lead,
that could be in the first quarter.
Well, let's say late third quarter. If they have a 3-score lead late third quarter, I think that's like 5 minutes to go, third quarter, up by 18.
Yeah.
Probably the line of demarcation.
I could see something along the lines of 17-3 by halftime, if not 17-0 by halftime or 20-0 by halftime. I could see that.
I'm going to trust my defense that they're not going to give up 25 points in the second half.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Texans starters, and by starters, I'm talking about CJ, Nico, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
I feel like those guys play into the third quarter.
Okay.
And if they're up by 3 scores, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, okay, you're out.
Take them out.
If they're up by 2 scores, 10 minutes to go in the game, take them out. And by 2 scores, I mean 14, not 10. or at least 12, right? Yeah. Where you can get a touchdown, 2-point conversion, field goal, tie the game.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're by 12, 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. I could see them starting to sit guys down on the offense. We say, oh, well, the defense will hold up. Well, if we're taking guys out on defense,
then, yeah. I was talking more so about the offense, but, I mean, I think it would have to be a huge lead for them to start taking out guys, multiple key guys on defense.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 24-point lead, somewhere.
Yeah, now you're talking like 4-score lead.
Yeah, yeah, it'd have to be out there.
But it is, and we're all assuming that the game is going to be a blowout and the Texans are just going to win because, you know, bleep the Colts. And that is exactly what should happen. But, you know, like John McClain said earlier,
guarantee.
They played the Titans. They played the Raiders. They barely won both of those games.
Yeah, it's true.
But then, you know, they play, you know, games against other teams. And you're like, oh, they basically dominated this game.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will not be one of those, hey, do we have to try? Because they've had a couple of games where they didn't necessarily look like it was maximum effort. But this is a team that, you know, has come from 0-3. To win 8 straight games, probably win 9 straight games. Yeah. And Stroud said, I think we're peaking at the right time. We've got to keep that going. I think this will be another opportunity to do that.
Was he talking specifically about the offense or the team?
The offense.
Really?
You know, against Well, look, I mean, the
peaking first, at the right time now.
The first two games, the first two drives against the Chargers sure looked good.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And but, then their next six possessions were punt, pick.
You got to play a complete game. You got to give us complete games.
You know, one of those was a tip pass. One of those was a bad read. And look, CJ hasn't had a lot of bad reads over the last 5-6 weeks or whatnot, but still. The idea being, what is your comfort level with, all right, we're up by enough points that we can sit our starters, and then, like, let's say you're not just going to promptly give up 10 points and be like, hey, we got to put the starters back in and look really stupid.
Yeah. Hey, D'Amico said that all they need is 7 points.
He did say that.
I mean, not really. I'm kind of out of context there, but that it's the mentality, and it's a good mentality to have. But there is going to come a time where the offense is going to have to be in a shootout. I mean,
that's what's worrisome.
Yeah.
That's what's worrisome.
And maybe they're just like the Eagles of last year. I remember a whole bunch of conversations a lot of people had, like, hey, the Texans could be just like the Eagles. They don't have to have this outstanding offense, just a competent offense with a really good defense. I mean, look what they did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, though. They road ran them. They
rolled them, yeah.
They kicked their ass.
Yeah, yeah. Things that happen when you're missing both starting tackles in the Super Bowl for 500, Alex.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with the whole shootout thing, though, right? Let's say the Texans are getting into a shootout. And then first and 10 from their own 27-yard line, handoff up the middle. That'll go for a yard. Second and 9 from their own 28-yard line, and they'll hand it off right up the middle for no gain. Third and 9, here comes the blitz. You know, and the other team's going to, you know, send, forget 5, they're going to send 6. And you're going to have a hat on a hat.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to lose
that. An extra guy, yeah.
And Stroud drops back. Oh, he's hit because he didn't even get to finish his 3-step drop. Oh, my God. Like this is my fear when the Texans are potentially in a shootout. Not that, you know, Stroud or Nico, that they're not. We'll get the same play calls that we always get.
Yeah.
Run up the middle, third and long. All right, CJ, make magic.
Do you think that by the time the playoffs come around, which is going to be next week, do you think we see Nick Caley open it up? Like, do you have any hope that he opens up the offense a little bit more and switches some things up from what you just laid out?
Would you be surprised if I said I think they might get more conservative?
You know what? I would not be shocked if that happened.
Hey, now, we're in the playoffs. Now we really have to run. You know, we're just going to run all 3 downs.
It's going to be hard to get that much more conservative, but that wouldn't shock me at all.
I feel like the Texans in the postseason will only open it up if they absolutely have to. They have no choice.
See, the thing is,
I don't know that they can hold up as a line enough for that to be long-term successful.
Yeah. See, that's now, the good thing is for the Texans that you have this number one defense to where it's really unlikely they're going to be in many shootouts. I mean, because you look at the field of quarterbacks and offenses that are in the AFC playoffs, they've beaten some of these teams already. And if not, the teams don't really worry you too much in terms of being able to put them into a shootout. So like that's the good side of this for the Texans, in my opinion.
I would agree with that. You know, to be in a shootout, I mean, what?
It's going to be tough against this defense.
How many teams have scored more than 22 points on the Texans this year? I mean, is it 2? I think it's Seattle and Jacksonville. Are they the only teams that have scored more than 22 points on them this year?
You might be right.
Seahawks had Seattle 27. Did
it. Yep, 27-19 for the Seahawks.
Jags had 29 when they beat them, 36-29. And that's it. Nobody else has scored 22 points.
Yeah.
So you like to have the idea of, look, if we get to 21 points,
we're good.
We're probably going to win. I mean, every game they've scored 20 points this year, they've won. They're 10-0.
That's the barometer right there. That you want to hit that 20-point mark, and then you're like, all right, we feel good now. The defense is going to continue to lock them down, and we're going to win this game.
It's kind of amazing that they're, you know, hey, 20 points is all it takes. But yeah. 20 points is all it takes.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're only giving up on average 16 a game.
Yeah, I don't feel like, I mean, they would have to give up a lot of points. They've only allowed 265 points this year.
Yeah.
They are probably going to be the only team in football to give up under 300 points this year.
Yeah. Dang.
And that's a pretty impressive number. You think about like point differential.
Yeah.
The Texans' point differential is plus 101.
Wow.
Now, imagine what it would be if they opened up the offense.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, I mean, like, you think about like their leading players, right? They don't have a lot of guys with monster stats. Like, CJ hasn't even hit 3,000 yards yet because he's only played 13 games.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he hasn't hit 3,000 yards. He hasn't hit 20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Woody Marks leads the team in rushing with 655 yards, and he hasn't, you know, he missed a few games.
Yeah.
Outside of Nico Collins, who's at 1,117 yards because he's Nico Collins.
You expect that from him.
They only have one other wide receiver over 500.
Yeah.
And that's Jaden Higgins, who's got 502. The second leading receiver is Dalton Schultz at 704 yards.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is the only other running back with at least 500 yards. He's at 506.
Mm.
So, like, they don't have a running back with a lot of rushing yards.
No.
They have one wide receiver with a lot of yards. You know, Nico's probably going to get 1,200 yards. But no other wide receiver is probably going to get six.
No. No. I mean, it really has. It's not a one man show here for this offense. They've had to do it with. It's a complete team effort, just in general. It really is.
You know, they keep it. You know, kind of. They keep it. Some look, they're on the ground. They are rushing for 107 yards a game
as a team. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
When you think about it, like, okay, well, where is that coming from? You know, they average. Not quite 4 yards a carry,
yeah.
Which, you know, not great. Yeah,
it should be better.
But it tells you how committed they are
to the run.
To the running game because, well, they keep running it. In fact, they've run the ball 443 times this year. They've thrown 550 passes.
I don't have a problem with them committing to the run, but you also would like to see them open it up for CJ just a little bit more. Let him do a little bit more. With the offense, in terms of the passing game, and I guess just play calling in general.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's time to play the bandwagon.